Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key. Okay, Corporal, sound mail call.
Yes, sir.
Black, dear. This letter is the hardest I ever had to write. And I guess it's not one you're going to like. If I weren't such a coward, I suppose I'd wait till you come home on funeral. But maybe this is the best way, after all. I know how you hate scenes, and I don't know how I could tell you this to your face without creating some kind of a scene. However, I've always felt that we would never get married, that you really wanted some kind of out from me. Well, you could say I'm giving you out, Brad, because I'm afraid I've been untrue to you since you went back to Korea. I know this will hurt you, and I really don't know what else to say, except please forgive me.
How many?
I don't know. A couple of dozen, I guess.
Well, a dozen we can take. Pass the word.
Are you crazy? In the pitch dark? They'll mow us down.
We're supposed to get back to HQ tonight, remember?
Yeah, we're supposed to get there. That's just it. We rush that bunch out there, nobody's going to get back to HQ.
What's the matter, Corporal? Lost your nerve? Looking for an out on Section 8?
What? Why, you...
Yeah.
You stink.
When we get back, Corporal.
If we get back, you mean? If we get back, I'll be only too happy to settle with you, Sergeant. That was a lousy thing to say.
Okay, we're square. Let's forget it.
I don't figure you lately. You act like a heel. Always breaking your neck to take risks. You know as well as I do there's no sense in jumping those reds out there. If we wait, they'll most likely move on.
I hate sitting around.
Yeah. Seems to me you just hate to stay alive.
Oh, Yank! Hey, Yank!
What now?
Hey, Yank, you're a wise, pretty girl. I love your wife, Yank.
Those dirty little...
Take it easy, take it easy. You know that old gag?
Hey, Yank!
All they want is for one of us to show.
Where are you, Yank?
They'll straddle his whole position.
Hey, Yank! Your girlfriend got another guy. How you like that, Yank?
All right, shout yourself to death.
What about your wife, Yank?
Give me the VAR.
Wait a minute. Take it easy,
Yank. Hey,
you don't have a wife, anyway.
I love your girlfriend, Yank.
Come on. Give it to me.
Oh. Come on. You nuts. Leave it be, you crazy. Why will you?
Get off. Got a belly full of sitting here listening to
hey,
that.
Yank. Why don't you answer, Yank?
Here's your answer, you yellow swine.
Mighty poor effort, Sergeant. I guess you know that.
I did what seemed best at the time, sir.
Yes. Well, your best was to lose 6 men, including Corporal Harvey. We're short of men here, and shorter of non-coms. I can't afford to let you make too many showings like that.
Yes, sir.
If I wasn't so short of sergeants, I'd have one of your stripes right now. So consider yourself lucky. But next time, I'll break you to the ranks, so help me. Now get on the ball, Sergeant, and stay there.
Come in, Sergeant.
Oh, Padre, yeah, sure.
I didn't wake you, did I? I wouldn't want to break up a man's rest.
No, I wasn't asleep. Try enough to sleep nights without trying it in the daytime.
Well, but you've been on night patrols lately. You wouldn't get to sleep at night anyway.
I'm not on night patrol anymore.
Oh. Yes, I heard about the trouble you ran into a week back. Must have been pretty rough.
Yeah, it was rough.
Mind if I sit a while?
Sure, help yourself.
Thanks. Smoke?
No, thanks.
You know, I was thinking, Brad, it's quite a time since you had a furlough. Man gets beat up after too long a stretch out here, and sometimes the top brass gets forgetful of that.
There's a war on, Padre. A man can't expect to take a rain check on combat duty when he feels like it.
Like me to have a word with the CO? Sometimes he'll take notice of me. Not often, but sometimes.
No, thanks. I'm okay. You want to help out? There are plenty of guys who need it.
You need it, Brad.
Look, lay off, will you, Padre? Just because I goofed that patrol, it doesn't mean I'm beat. I made a mistake. Show me the sergeant who hasn't.
Yes, true enough. But remember, it's battle fatigue makes a man prone to errors of judgment. You know that, Brad.
I'm okay.
Well, anyway, wouldn't you like to get home and see your folks for a spell?
I don't have any folks. There's nobody I want to see.
Brad, I haven't seen you around at mail call for quite a while. And Tommy Pulaski told me that when he handed you a couple of letters that had been lying in the office for 3 days, you tore them up without reading them.
Pulaski's got a big mouth. He has no right to discuss my business with anyone.
Well, he meant well. I know you're not married, Brad. Were those letters from a girl?
If you don't mind, Padre, I guess I am a little sleepy after all. Guess I'll take a nap.
Okay. But I can tell you right now, Brad, if you're trying to forget something that really matters, something that goes deep...
What are you talking about? I don't have anything to forget.
Yet you destroyed those letters without reading them. On the night of that patrol, it was the enemy taunts about girlfriends that got you mad. It doesn't figure.
Padre, I don't like to be rude, but why don't you mind your own business?
The peace of a man's soul is my business, Brad.
Yeah, well, I'm okay. Thanks. Look, just leave me alone, will you?
I guess maybe you're not much of what they used to call a praying man, Brad. I don't get to see much of you at church parade.
Man's got to sort things out for himself. Whining for somebody's help is in the way.
I wasn't talking about whining. I was talking about praying. There's a difference, though maybe you're not smart enough to know that.
I didn't mean any offense. Look, praying, I wouldn't even know how to start. I'd have to feel it. Well, the words wouldn't...
There's no special way to pray, Brad. But you're right, you've got to feel you want help. Then the words will come.
Padre?
Yes, Lieutenant?
Padre, I better get over to the hospital. A patrol just come in. Some of the men are in a bad way.
Oh, I'll come right away.
They struck real trouble over toward Bruno's Hill. If it hadn't been for Carswell...
Carswell? Brad Carswell? The Sergeant Carswell?
Yes. Bombed the machine gun position from the rear. They had the section pinned down. If it hadn't been for him, none of the men would have made it back here. Funny, I had him figured for a guy that was going to pieces. But he sure did a job this time.
Yeah, sure enough, Padre, that's the way it was. Them Reds had us sitting there just waiting for them to take us any time they wanted to. Well, nothing we could have done, no. And man, I tell you, I had the work... Excuse me, Padre, but anyways, that's just how it was.
What about the sergeant?
Him? Well, he up and turned the tables on them Reds, that's what. He went out there with two grenades and worked his way right around to the back of them enemy men until he was right on top of them, yes, sir. And I bust out laughing just to see the way he'd done it.
And you bombed them out, him?
Well, he sure enough did. The way he was sitting, it would have been like shooting fish in a barrel if it hadn't been for that Red seeing him up there and letting him have it with them automatic pistols. Man, I don't know how he's alive, and that's a fact.
Yes, he's badly shot up. One bullet struck his helmet, gave him pretty bad concussion.
Yeah, well, they didn't shoot him up bad enough or quick enough because he just dropped them two grenades right in their laps and wham. No use saying I ain't glad it was them that in that hole and not me. I'd be lying elsewise. I sure am real obliged to that sergeant.
I think you all are. The whole party is lame.
Yeah, sure enough. He's quite a man, that sergeant. Hey, Padre, though, funny thing about him.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I reckon you wouldn't have any chawing tobacco on you, would you, Padre?
No, not right now, but I'll see what I can do about it.
Thanks. I sure could use some. Well, as I was saying about the sergeant, when we was bringing him in, he was kind of, unconscious, you know?
Yeah.
But kind of dreaming or something, like he was asleep, you know?
Well, how do you know he was dreaming?
Well, he was kind of moving his mouth around, you know? I reckon he was trying to say something.
Well, did he actually say anything?
No, not much, but he sure looked like he was trying for fair. But all he could get out was the one thing. And that you couldn't quite hear, and only after you got real close. And he kept on saying this one thing again and again.
What was it, Slim?
Well, now, I reckon it's the kind of thing that you ought to know about, you being a chaplain and all. I wouldn't tell them other men, but I reckon you ought to know.
Yes, perhaps I should.
Yeah, well, you know what he was saying? He was saying, please help me. Please help me. Kept on all the time, only he wasn't saying it like I said it then. He was saying it like he was real desperate. And he wasn't speaking to no man, neither. You know what I reckon? I reckon that man was praying. Yeah. He was praying like he needed something real bad.
I'll get around you all. Let's see now. Sergeant Brenda Carswell. Oh, sweet to you, Sergeant. Nice feminine hand, too. Hey, what? Private First Class D.H. Heatherweather. Two for you.
Oh, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. They're for my wife, I reckon.
Oh, lucky you. Can you manage?
I sure can. I can open them all right enough. But I reckon I might have to get you to answer them for me on account I can't write with this little old arm of mine.
Sure. I'll be back in a little while. Private First Class R.M. Ridgway. Now, two for you. Here you are.
Man, am I glad to hear from my little old Annabelle. That's my wife's name, Annabelle. See now, what she say? My own dear Slim. Boy, that's sure nice to read, my own dear Slim. Yeah, you think so.
Hey, Sarge, hey, listen to this. This will make you laugh fit to kill. She said that... Hey, Sarge. Hey, you ain't reading your letters.
What? Oh, yeah, I'll read them later.
Well, if you ain't I can hardly wait to get my letters from home. Don't you want to read them?
I said I'll get to them later. Look, read your own mail. Never mind about mine.
Yeah, all right. Just don't seem right to me, though. That's all. Let's see now.
I'll be free in about half an hour, soldier. Would you like me to take your letter then?
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. That'll suit me just fine.
Good. Well, what's the matter, Sergeant? Not reading your mail?
Crying out loud, why does everybody have to ask me a lot of silly questions? I don't want to read them. Take them away.
Why? Look, I'll open them.
Take
for
them
you.
Away, do you hear? Take them away.
I sure hope the crop is real good, like you say, Annabelle, because, because I wouldn't want you to fool me none and say things was going fine if and they weren't. You got that, nurse?
Mm-hmm. And say things were going fine if they weren't. Yep.
Now, what else can I say? You got any ideas?
Well, now, I don't know. What does she say in her letters? Isn't there something else you can comment on?
Yeah, let's see. There's, I can't recall. Oh, yeah. I reckon I better say something about young Jeff.
Jeff? Your son?
Yeah. Well, leastways, he ain't exactly my son, as you might say, but I look on him as my own. He's a fine boy, too. Going to be quite a man someday. 15.
Is he? Well, he must be growing up fast, I suppose.
Oh, sure enough. But I ain't set eyes on him for more than a year. He's a fine boy, though. Fine boy.
Well, what would you like to say about Jeff, then? Or how about sending the message, specially for himself?
Hey, that's an idea, though. Yeah, put this here down. Let's see. Tell Jeff I'm glad to hear he's so growed up now, and I'm mighty proud of my boy. And tell him if when he uses my gun to go after them possums and forgets to clean it, I'm going to belt the daylights out of him when I get back.
Well, are you sure you want to say that?
Hmm?
About belting him, I mean.
Oh, sure. He'll understand. I ain't never belted him yet. But I talk like that to him all the time. Oh, shucks, I wouldn't lay a finger on that boy. Yeah, I reckon Annabelle just about killed me if I ever did. He's the apple of her eye, that boy is. Well, I reckon it's natural him being her own flesh and blood and all.
Oh, she's his son by another marriage, huh?
Another marriage? Well, no, Annabelle ain't really been married but once to me. No, you see, it was this way. She met this piece of poor white trash and... They was married all right, only it turned out the ceremony wasn't a real one, and then, well, he just up and left her. Well, I got so mad, I was going to kill him, and that's a fact. I got out my gun, and I was going to blow that man to kingdom come. You see, I'd known Annabelle since we was just babies, and, well, I reckoned I was going to marry her someday, but she was always kind of difficult, you know, acting like I weren't good enough for her. Well, I didn't know she was just putting it on to make me chase after.
It's the oldest trick in the world, Slim.
Oh, sure enough, I know that now, but I was proud. And I was a mighty good-looking fellow then. Well, you can laugh now, but that's true. And the way I reckoned it was, well, if she wanted to act difficult, that was all right with me, and I could get me plenty of other gals.
So she went with this other man?
Yeah. Well, I reckon I pushed things a bit further. She got to think that I was serious about some other gal who just didn't care no more for her, and I reckon she must have been mighty unhappy at that. I know now, but I didn't know then. Anyways, I was all set to kill this man.
But you didn't shoot him, did you?
Oh, no, ma'am. I didn't. The preacher done stopped me.
The preacher?
Oh, yeah, ma'am. You know, we had the all-firedest, preachingest man in the town you ever did see. He preached fire and brimstone like he was the angel of the Lord himself. And he come up to me while I was walking down Main Street with my gun, and he said, "Slim Heavyweather," he said, "Slim, you got a killing look in your eye." And I said, "Sure enough." And he said, "Slim, you ain't going to kill no man." And I said, "Preacher, you're about the wrongest man I know." And you know, ma'am, I got to laugh now, but it sure twan't funny then.
I suppose not. What happened?
Well, he set to right then and there, right in the middle of Main Street, and he preached me right out of that killing mind. First, he preached me on the Sixth Commandment till that gun just fell from my hand, and I stood there mighty scared. And I was hoping he was going to let me go home, but he just went right on preaching. "Slim," he said, "you're in love with Annabelle, and you know it." And I said, "Sure enough." He said, "And she's in love with you, and you'd know that, too, if you weren't blinded by your sinful pride." And he said... Well, I forget the words, but it's in the Bible about faith and hope and charity. And the greatest of them all is charity, you know?
Yes, I know.
Well, that preacher said I didn't have no charity in my soul. Well, I allowed this how I put money in the pool box whenever I could, thinking to please him. But, man alive, he went all red in the face and he bawled out at me. "Not that kind of charity," he said. He meant the charity of forgiveness, he said. You understand that, ma'am?
Of course.
Well, I didn't before, but I sure enough did after that sermon. And I realized that he was right. I had been proud and sinful, me thinking I was too good for Annabelle because she'd been with that other man when maybe anyways it was all my fault in the first place. So, being fair-minded and all, I went right on out to Annabelle's place and I said, "Annabelle, I love you, you love me, and I'm going to marry you. So it ain't no good of you putting me off no longer."
Well, that's quite a story, Slim.
Yeah. I'm sorry I run on so, Nurse, but... Well, I ain't told that story to nobody. I reckon I must be homesick a piece.
Well, you should have a furlough coming when you get out of here, so you'll be getting back to see your wife pretty soon. And now let's finish your letter.
Hey, you asleep, Sarge?
Oh.
No, I didn't reckon you was. You've been tossing and turning around over there. Hey, do you think you could reach my jaw in the back here? I hid it in my drawer when the nurse was around, and now I can't reach it with a see a little old arm of mine.
Sure. Should be able to. Where'd you... All right, I got it. Here, coming over.
Careful now. Thanks. Boy, I sure need that. Man. That sure tastes good.
Say, Slim. I couldn't help overhearing what you were telling the nurse today about your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Say, mind if I ask you a question? Personal one?
Sure, you go ahead.
Are you happy with your wife? I mean, knowing about the other man?
Man, when I'm home with my Annabelle, I don't reckon there's a man happier in the whole world than me. She sure is a fine gal, and she loves me. And she's known that I love her, too, all this time that we've been together, and ain't nobody gonna come between us again. What that old preacher man told me was true enough.
About the charity of forgiveness?
Not only that. He said it weren't only for me to forgive her, but for me to ask her forgiveness for making her feel so bad, so lonely that she could fall for another man. Hey, Sergeant, you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Well, I
reckon you'd be a mighty proud man yourself, Sergeant. I got you figured that way anyway. And, pardon me, but I noticed you got letters from a gal, and you ain't even got to read them yet. So I'd say you got woman trouble, man. Oh, but here's my question, Sarge. Did you ever bother yourself to tell your gal that you're so in love with her that it hurts? Or did you always just reckon she'd be around if you felt like marrying her someday? Hey, what are you doing there? What are you looking for?
Letters. Where'd she put them? Ah. Say, can I borrow your flashlight?
Sure enough. Go ahead. Yeah, sure enough.
My darling, I can hardly write. My hand is trembling so. And if the ink is blotted with tears, I'm sorry, but I can't help it. I just can't. Oh, my dearest, of course I'll marry you. You never could be anyone else for me anyway. I love you, love you. I can't think how I was ever stupid enough to imagine any other man could take your place. Nothing I have done could ease this desperate longing I've always had for you, Brad. And I know that what I did was a senseless and cruel thing to you and to myself. If you can indeed forgive and forget the past, you will never need to doubt me in the future. For as long as I know I have your love, I am completely yours. And my heart is bound to yours till the end of time. Hurry back to me, my man. My man. My man.
Thank God. Oh, thank you.
Closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery, romance, or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by the key.